What's this? It's a Monday, day like any other day, that Foreigner song, right? Every day seems to be the same day over and over again. We wait for a press conference at a certain time of the day to find out news that we know or don't want to know about. And then we figure out, you know, what's the pattern of the same people that are around us. You're not heading off to work. So routines have been disrupted quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We, Craig, on the other hand, because designated media, being able to be still broadcasting, have sort of similar, we kept our routine, so it hasn't been disrupted too much, right? I can see that for myself a little bit.
Sure.
But people that get routines disrupted or the way things are going in the world may create anxiety. And we've talked with folks from Nord Center. Now we have with us from MHARS, the Mental Health Addiction and Recovery Services, the Interim Director, Elaine Jorgis. Elaine, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning.
So you approach each day with a new understanding of what needs to be done, but as an essential business, one of the things on your website, it said, if you are a client, please keep your appointments. Stay in contact with your provider. Stay on your course of treatment. So for those folks, you've given them a directive, right?
Absolutely. You know, the mental health needs of our residents is still something that is a priority. And fortunately, with the stay-at-home order, you know, mental health and substance use services are listed as essential services. And we want to make sure all the residents know that their providers are there for them.
And how are you connecting with these people?
Priority of our providers have transitioned to telehealth. They're electronic through a webcast, video conferencing, phone calls. But for some of our acute services, our providers are seeing clients face-to-face with safe guidelines with the CDC. They're screening. You know, if somebody needs a face-to-face, the providers are making arrangements to meet them. But they are using the CDC and the Ohio Department of Health Safety guidelines for screening.
Of course, at a time like this with anxiety creating, there may be people that never used a service like yours. What would they need to know, or what help is out there for them?
Boy, they just need to know to reach out. You know, they can call. There's a National Disaster Distress Helpline. The number is 1-800-985-5990. That's available 24/7, 365 days a year. They can just reach out and talk to somebody if they're not sure. This helpline will direct them to contact a provider if they need help, and then someone will talk to them, connect them, schedule an appointment, or schedule a televisit with them.
Is this just somebody who has anxiety? What would be the symptoms, or what are things are they going through at this time that you might share with us?
Boy, just worry, feeling helpless. You know, just feeling like they might feel anger, or their routines might just be a little different, so they might have difficulty concentrating or sleeping. So if those are happening, you know, just we're asking people to just really keep things in perspective, stay healthy, stay connected. If it keeps taking over your day or your time, again, reach out and call somebody, call a provider, and they could help you through what they're feeling.
I would think, too, this would be especially tough on older folks who might feel a little more isolated than others. Certainly they, you know, maybe they can't see visitors, they can't go anywhere, they're maybe by themselves. I would think this would be a tough time for them.
Absolutely. And one thing we need to remember is social distancing is not also social isolation. So we're asking everybody if they know of somebody in their neighborhood or a loved one, a family member who's all by themselves, check in on them. Just call them. Check if they're, you know, ask them how they are, or just kind of share a story with them. And again, offer to pick up a grocery if there's something that they need. I think we can all do something as simple as that to keep people connected.
Are events like this also people who maybe have addiction issues that this could be like a trigger for them of some sort?
Again, that might be a trigger point for stress. There have been a lot of online support meetings that have opened up. Our recovery community organizations have transitioned all of their support meetings to online. And so hopefully we can get the word out that, you know, people can still connect. And that's really the key. Stay connected.
Just realizing they're not alone. The isolation part can create its own issues too, right?
Absolutely.
What are you doing related to your workers to sort of keep them safe or also keep their stress? Because if they're hearing, you're dealing with people with issues, like anybody who's a service provider in that sense, they sometimes take that work home with them in a sense. What do you need? What help do they have?
Boy, so again, staying connected. So 90% of our office staff are working from home on a remote basis, but we have regular check-ins. You know, again, it's a different routine for all of us. So making sure that we're checking in, we're communicating, we're you know, if something's kind of sensing different, you know, we'll reach out also to help them through this, because we do have to take care of our frontline workers and our first responders, particularly during this time, to keep them healthy and safe so they can help take care of others.
If people don't have the technology to connect with some of these things, what's the basic technology that, like just a phone call, I guess, would be the minimal part, right?
Again, the basic phone call is, you know, they can contact the Disaster Stress Helpline, 1-800-985-5990. And there's also the crisis text line. Again, depending if they have electronics, they can, you know, call and text For Hope to 741-741. They can also reach our Facebook page, marslorainecounty.org, marslorainecounty.org. And there's a lot of resources for them. They can call our number, too. We're still here, 440-233-2020, and we are all connected to our phones. That if someone wants to make a call, we'll talk to them and help them through.
I think that was the most comforting part, where you said, we're still here. I mean, that's sort of words that you like to know because of all the things that have changed so much in people's lives. How quickly were you able to adapt to something like this in the last 3 weeks to be able to still kind of maintain what you do as an essential service as best as possible?
You know, thankfully, you know, our State Department, the Ohio Mental Health and Addiction Services, and our governor were paying attention to this, and they filed an emergency order with the Center for Medicaid Services for telehealth. And that, you know, usually that would take months sometimes, but the having that order process in the most expedient way really helped calm our providers. So we do have weekly check-ins with all of our providers on the phone so they can share what's going on, and we started that, you know, 2 weeks ago, and we'll continue that, reaching out. So, you know, and again, we're in constant communication for any need that any provider may be facing. We're every day almost triaging if something comes up with them.
Well, we appreciate your sharing this information this morning and getting the word out. Again, if people want to find out more, I guess they can go to your website or Facebook page. Or even you mentioned the distress hotline, the national one, 1-800-985-5990. Elaine, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You both have a great day today.
Thanks. We will. Elaine Jorgas joining us this morning from the Mental Health Addiction and Recovery Services, also known as MARS, with the H in there, M-H-A-R-S.